בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. ספר שמות have two part. Part 1, גלות and גאולת מצרים. And this part take place from the beginning until the end of פרשת משפטים, when we say נעשה ונשמע of all the details of the Torah. And part 2 start in פרשת תרומה until the end, כלי המשכן, בגדי כהונה, and the Torah repeat this again in פרשות ויקל פקודי. When we come to learn about כלי המשכן, the Torah start to teach us about the Aaron. אף על פי, when we build the משכן, we not build first the Aaron. First we build the משכן, and after this we build what inside in the משכן. But the reason why the Torah start with the Aaron, because this is a essence of all the Mishkan. Exactly how the Ramban explained what happened in Har Sinai when we zoche to see face to face the Shechina. This take place also in Bet HaMikdash through the Aaron and the Torah what inside of the Aaron. And from this reason the Torah start with Aaron Brit Hashem. But every kli, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu to build, he say to him, Ve'asita. Ve'asita Shulchan, Ve'asita Menorah. When we come to the Aaron, in the first paragraph, the Torah tells us, Ve'asu Aaron Atzei Shitim, Amataim Vachetzi Orko, Ve'ama Vachetzi Rochbo, Ve'ama Vachetzi Komato, and all the details exactly how to build the Aaron and how many Aaronot we have. And Chazal come and ask, why about the Aaron? Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe, Ve'asu Aaron, not Ve'asita. As Chazal explained in paragraph 2 in the Midrash Rabbah, לפני מה בכל הכלים האלה כתיב Ve'asita, ובאהרון כתיב Ve'asu Aaron. אמר רבי דוד ורבי שלום, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, יבואו הכל ויעסקו בארון, כדי שיזכו כולם לתורה. Everyone will be involved to build the Aaron, they will have part in the Torah. And the question is, the Aaron is only the kli. What in this kli we put in the Torah. We put in the Torah, in the Aaron. Zad Rabba, Chazal need to say, Yavo Akol, Ve'yasku Batorah. Everyone, we have part in the Torah. Everyone will write letter in the Torah. And this way, we involve in Torah Hashem. Is why Chazal come and say Yavo Akol Ve'yasku Ba'aron. How? When we involve in the Aaron, we get part in the Torah. This is question number one. Question number two, when the Torah tells us more details what exactly and how exactly we need to build the Aaron, so the Torah say in פסוק ט"ז, ונתת אל אהרון את העדות אשר אתן אליך, וכן פוטליין, ונתת אל אהרון את העדות אשר אתן אליך. In the Aaron, we need to put inside the Torah. But what happened is, in פסוק כ"א, the Torah say, ונתת את הכפורת על אהרון מלמעלה, זה תו קבר, זה כפורת, ואל אהרון, please put again line, ואל אהרון תיתן את העדות אשר אתן אליך. is the Torah mentioned twice in Zeharon, we need to put Zeluchot. First time in Pasuk Tetzayin, ונתת אל אהרון את העדות אשר אתן אליך. Second time in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, ואל אהרון תיתן את העדות אשר אתן אליך. And come Rashi and teach us in Sert Paragraph, ואל אהרון תיתן את העדות, לא ידעתי למה נכפל. Why is the Torah need to say this again in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, שהרי כבר נאמר בפסוק תזיין, ונתת אל אהרון את העדות. The Torah says this one time, why is the Torah need to repeat? It says this twice. Is Chazal answer, ויש לומר, שבא ללמד, שבעודו אהרון לבדו, בלא כפורת, ייתן תחילה העדות לתוכו, ואחר כך ייתן את הכפורת עליו. It means, after we finish to build the Aaron, the box, three boxes, before we have the top cover, the כפורת with the כרובים, immediately we need to take the לוחות, the Torah, and put in the Aaron. And the question is, this is disrespect to the Luchot. For sure, after Moshe Rabbeinu bring us the Luchot, he put the Luchot in special place, in special tent, with tremendous respect. Now, before we finish to build Aaron Brit Hashem, we only have the boxes, what we put inside the Luchot. The Torah come and tell us, immediately after we build all the three boxes, what inside we put the Luchot, we need to do this immediately before we have the top cover. Why? This is disrespect to the Luchot. We need to wait a little bit more until all the pieces of the Aaron is ready, and this time to put the Luchot inside, to cover the Aaron with Kaporet and Kruvim. Now is respect to the Torah. Is the question number two is, why we need to put the Luchot in the Aaron before we have the top cover, the Kaporet with the Kruvim? This is question number two. Question number three, about the Aaron. Torah come and tells us, in Pasuk Yutchet, in first paragraph, ועשית שניים כרובים זהב, מקשה תעשה אותה משני קצות הכפורת. שניים כרובים זהב. What kind? What is mean כרובים? Is Chazal Rashi explain, paragraph 4, כרובים, דמות פרצוף, תינוק להם. זה כרובים look, same how baby face look. This is the face of the כרובים. In other end, we find in other place כרובים, when הקדוש ברוך הוא קיק אדם הראשון from גן עדן, פרוגפי, וישלחהו השם אלוקים מגן עדן לעבוד את האדמה אשר לוקח משם, ויגרש את האדם וישכן מקדם לגן עדן את הכרובים. קדוש ברוך הוא, in the enter of גן עדן, put כרובים, to watch, לשמור את דרך עץ החיים. To watch the enter, not to give to אדם, to try to walk in again. Is Rashi explaining paragraph 6 in Bereshis, מקדם לגן עדן את הכרובים, it's not, זה כרובים, is Rashi come and say, לשון Rashi, מלאכי חבלה. We not have this here in paragraph 6, את הכרובים, you can write in the, with a pen, in the side, paragraph 6, מקדם לגן עדן, ממזרחו של גן עדן, yes, חוץ לגן, outside from the enter to Gan Eden, and Rashi continue and say, את הכרובים מלאכי חבלה. Face of destruction. מלאכי חבלה. As we see in דברי חז"ל, clearly, the כרובים have different face. In one hand they have baby face, in other hand they have face of destruction face. מלאכי חבלה. Is how we explain דברי חזל, what teach us the כרובים have double face. This is the three questions. בסייעתא דשמיא, I would like to raise and through this question to walk in to this part of Sefer Shemot, part 2, Klei HaMishkan, Bigdei Kehuna. What Chazal come and teach us, the more we learn every year about Klei HaMishkan and Bigdei Kehuna, and we get something new about this, the light of the Mishkan, of the Kedusha and the Shechina, affect us in our daily life. It's not we learn about items, what Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu to build at the time when we stay in the desert, and many of them we take with us to Bet HaMikdash. This is something that every year when we learn about this and we find something new, this gives us special light from the Mishkan, from the Shechina, what affects all our daily life. Is again, short and clear, question number one, how, if everyone will involve in the Aaron, we get part in the Torah. Aaron is only the kli to all the Torah, all the Luchot. We need to involve in the Torah, not in the Aaron. Is why Chazal come and teach us and tell us, Yavo HaKol V'yasku Ba'aron, Kedei She'e Lahem Chelek B'Torah. How we, when we involve in the in Aaron, we have part in the Torah. Question number two, Chazal Rashi mentioned, explain, after we finish the boxes, what we put inside the Luchot HaBrit, before we have the top cover, the Kaporet and the Kruvim, immediately we need to put the Torah inside. We're not allowed to wait. Why? Is this respect to the Torah? Before we have the top cover, it's not nice to put the Torah inside in box, what the box is open. And question number three, how we explain Divrei Chazal, the Kruvim have double face, and one hand they have baby face, and other hand they have face of destruction. The answer of these three questions is following. The Gemara teaches in Masechet Shabbat in paragraph 7. Vayitetzvu betachtit ha'ar. We learned in the last 2 weeks about Kabbalat HaTorah. The Torah mentioned we stay around our Sinai. Omar Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chasa Melamed Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Et Ha'ar Kegigit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to accept the Torah. Ve'amar Lehem, Im Atem Mekablim HaTorah Mutav, ואם לאו, שם תהיה קבורתכם. We don't have choice. אמר רבך אמר יעקב, מכאן מודה רבה לאורייתא. This is announcement, what we say, we really don't want to accept the Torah, we don't have choice, and because we don't have choice, we say, okay, מה עשה ונשמע. אמר רבא, אף על פי כן, הדור קיבלו אבי מאחשוורוש. נתן מרדכי ואסתר, we really accept the Torah, because we like to accept the Torah. Nobody forced us. דכתיב, קיימו וקיבלו היהודים, קיימו מה שקיבלו כבר. איזה זה גמרא? גם זה רמב"ן, this גמרא עם מסכת שבת, and ask, very important question, פרוגפת. ועד אמרינן בעניין הגדה, מודה רבה לאורייתא, ומתרץ כבר קיבלו ימי אחשוורוש, קשה לי. וכי מה קבלה זו עושה, מסופו של עולם, לתחילתו? I really not understand. The announcement, what we say, we really don't want the Torah. אם קודם אחשוורוש לא היו מצווים, if we really, הקדוש ברוך הוא forced us to accept the Torah, and we really don't want to get the Torah, למה נענשו? Why הקדוש ברוך הוא run after us? Why he punish us? We really don't want. He understand, we say, okay, okay, because we don't have choice. But really we don't want. ואם נאמר, בפני שעברו על גזירת מלכה, and if when we say Na'aseh v'nishma, this is a statement, we accept the Torah, אף על פי הקדוש ברוך הוא forced us, אם כן, בטלה מודעה זו. אם כן, what happened in מרדכי ואסתר? What new happened in time of מרדכי ואסתר? If we accept the Torah in our Sinai, is done. The announcement what we say later, we really don't want the Torah, הקדוש ברוך הוא forced us, is not exist. It means we get the Torah when? In time of our Sinai. Is what new happened in time of Mordechai Vester? Is anyway, comes the Raman and asks, I don't understand. If when we announce we really don't want the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu forced us, is right announcement, why Kodesh Baruch Hu run after us? Why punish us? We don't, really don't want the Torah. If when we say this announcement does not exist, because Kodesh Baruch Hu say to us to accept the Torah, and when we say yes, finish is over, we need to accept the Torah. What new take place in time of Mordechai Ve'Esther? If we accept the Torah in time of our Sinai. Comes the Ramban and answers this question in this way. And we open the Divrei Ramban in a beautiful way. When we stay and prepare ourselves to Kabbalat HaTorah, paragraph 9, Kodesh Baruch Hu make us very excitement. He say to us, Ve'ata, im shama tishmu bekoli, ושמרתם את בריתי, ויתם לי סגולה מכל העמים, כי לי כל הארץ, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. אלה הדברים אשר תדבר לבני ישראל. אז בואו come and say, and we are going to accept the Torah, we are going to come special nation, and a lot of privilege what we get, and we ready to marry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is what happened in Har Sinai is big wedding between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, when you have nice wedding, sometimes we prepare special ketubah, big ketubah, what everyone from the guest can see the ketubah and can see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to us, what we need to do to keep this promise. And this ketubah, the Torah Shebichtav, everyone see all the nation before and after. And we're very happy about this marriage between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we know we need to keep the rule to get all the benefits. We try the best until one time, and again, we move our eyes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we look for to something else, to Elohim Acherim. In this situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, our agreement is over. Finish. He kick us out. And we understand well where HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this. We say to ourselves, we deserve this. We not complain. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to stop the agreement between Hashem to us, we not understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to run after us. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to make our life difficult? We come to Yechezkel HaNavi, the Ramban mentions this Chazal, and we say to Yechezkel HaNavi, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, husband and wife marry, decide to marry. Very nice. One day they decide to stop the marriage. Okay, don't know if okay or not. This was the decide, finish. After they finish the marriage, the husband can continue to say anything to his wife. Is over. Adon sheshicher et avdo. Somebody else slave. He decided to give him freedom. He can run after him. He can say to him, come back. He can say to him to do anything. Is over. Is we come and we ask Yechezkel HaNavi, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, Baal shegiresh et ishto. Adon sheshicher et avdo. Klum yesh labaal mashu al ishto. The husband can run after his wife, after they decide to stop the marriage. The owner can run after the slave. Is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu run after us. What he want for us? He want to pick other nations. He can do this. We don't understand. Come Yechezkel and say to us the following answer. We not understand. He say to us, what happened in the wedding? In the wedding between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have two parts. Part one is the public wedding. Everybody come, enjoy the wedding. Was very beautiful wedding. Everybody watch the ketubah, know what we're going to deserve. We know what kind of obligation we have. But after this part is over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us to the Cheder Ichud. Eviani Amelech El Beit Hayayin Vedigilo Alay Ahava. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us to the Cheder Ichud, in the Cheder Ichud he make special private agreement and he say to us, I promise you I will never leave you alone. Also if I feel upset, also if I feel angry, also if I sometimes need to give any kind of punish, but our relationship will stay for good, forever, in any time, in any situation. You don't need to worry for medicine. This is was private between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, what the Pasuk say, black and white, paragraph 10, ויאמר השם אל משה, כתוב לך את הדברים האלה, כי על פי הדברים האלה קראתי איתך ברית את ישראל. And one hand, כתוב לך את הדברים האלה. This is, זה כתובה, זה תורה שבכתב, כי על פי הדברים האלה. And בעל הטור עם סי פרוגרף 11, כי על פי הדברים האלה קראתי איתך ברית, אלו דברים שבעל פה. And, זה גמרא עם גיטין. Say to us about this, interesting, גמרא עם גיטין. Say to us about this, אומר רבי יוחנן, לא קראת הקדוש ברוך הוא ברית עם ישראל, אלא בשביל דברים שבעל פה. קדוש ברוך הוא say never get will take place between you and me. This is דברים שבעל פה. This is what he say to us when we arrive to the חדר איחוד. הביאני המלך אל בית היין ודגלו עליי אהבה. This is a conversation, private conversation what we have between us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is what he promised to us. And from this reason, in paragraph 13, the Torah comes and tells us, ואף גם זאת בהיותם בארץ אויביהם. When we stay in the galut, in difficult time, in complicated time, לא מאסתים. הקדוש ברוך הוא never despise us, ולא גאלתים, לחלותם, להפר בריתי איתם, כי אני השם אלוקיהם. Also in the darkness of the galut, in the difficult time, קדוש ברוך הוא never leave us alone. He punish. We have terrible galuyot. But he never leave us alone. This come because the other part of the agreement between us to קדוש ברוך הוא. Not. זה כתובה. זה דבורים שבעל פה. What הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to us. This דבורים שבעל פה is mean תורה שבעל פה. תורה שבעל פה. This is a private agreement between us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Nobody can understand if never have this kind of feeling. What is mean בית המדרש? Full with students. We learn. The voice is unbelievable. Somebody from outside walk in, his reaction, how people can sit and learn. So nice. We need quiet. Some nice place. It's a library. It's a good place to study. Go to explain to him, I'm more. The voice is high, and people steig, is geschmack, is great to sit and to learn. This is Brit Torah Shebe'al Peh. This is no one from any other nation can understand, and also no one from our nation, Am Yisrael, if you not taste this, can understand what is mean. This is Torah Shebe'al Peh. What represent Torah שבעל פה. This is the Aaron and Kruvim. Aaron and Kruvim represent Torah שבעל פה. Aaron and Kruvim represent the private, the secret agreement between us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. And Chazal says this to us black on white. Where? Paragraph 16. When the goyim destroyed Beit HaMikdash and they really would like to walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim to see what secret the Jewish people have in this place. Only one person can walk in one time a year, Kohen Gadol. What they have inside? What they have inside? And Chazal tells us, paragraph 16, Amar Reish Lakish, בשעה שנכנסו נוכרים להיכל, ראו כרובים המאורים זה בזה. They walk in and they in shock. They see the כרובים, the angels above the Aaron, give hug to each other. And they say, this is what the Jewish people have inside in קודש הקודשים. הוציאו לשוק ואמרו ישראל הללו שברכתן ברכה וכללתן כללה יעסקו בדברים הללו. This is what they have in the high holy place, what they have. מיד יזילו. And it shows this to us. They walk with this to the, from Jewish community, from one Jewish community to the other Jewish community. And to show us, look what your leaders have inside of Kodesh HaKodoshim. Look what they do. comes the Maharsha and asks, he's not in front of us, the Maharsha of this Gemara, come and ask. Very interesting question. We know if the Kruvim face to face, this show our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is great. If the Kruvim is the opposite, not face to face, this show to us we need to go back to the right way to build back to good relationship between us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can happen in time of Churban HaBayit? What Kodesh Baruch Hu feels so upset, so angry, and he destroyed everything. The Kruvim, not only face to face, they give hug to each other. How can happen? Excellent question. The answer is Philip Lloyd. What is the answer? Kruvim and Aaron represent the secret agreement. The Torah Shebe'al Peh. The private agreement. Is a Kodesh Baruch who wants to show us also when he feels angry and upset and he destroyed and he burned with the Mikdash. He still keeps the agreement between us to Hashem. He never leave us, he never will leave us alone. Adirab, this show us how we still can return back. This show us how the marriage between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu is not over. It's not over. And this is Baratuim say paragraph 17, Shnaim Kruvim, כמו שני חברים, שנוסים ונותנים בדברי תורה. שני חברים שנוסים ונותנים בדברי תורה, what תורה? תורה שבעל פה. To understand what the תורה שבכתב teaches. And to make this more deep, in paragraph 18, אפיל פור הוא הגורל, תניה, כיוון שנפל פור בחודש אדר, שמח שמחה גדולה, אמן, what learn all the Jewish history from A to Z, he feel very happy when the Goral take place in Chodesh Adar. Amar nafal li pur beyerach shemet bo Moshe velo haya yodea shebeshiva beadar met ubeshiva beadar nolad. What is mean? Rashi explain. Beshiva beadar nolad dechti ben 120 shana anuchi ayom ayom malu yamai ushnotai. כדאי הלידה, פליס פוטליין, שתחפר על המיטה. כדאי הלידה שתחפר על המיטה. First somebody born, when he passed away, זה מיטה, is כפרה of the לידה. Of the mistake, what he do? Rashi says the opposite. What is mean? כדאי הלידה שתחפר על המיטה. First somebody born, after he passed away, not the opposite. The answer is in the moment. ומשה רבנו passed away, in this moment, what start in Am Israel? תורה שבעל פה, זה private agreement. This is the לידה. Until Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, we don't need to use תורה שבעל פה. Every question what we have, Moshe Rabbeinu say, הם דו בשמע מה יאמר השם. Everything come clear, black and white. In the moment, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, now, Kodesh Baruch Hu connect us to the private agreement, to the secret agreement between us. This a man cannot understand. He can learn all the Jewish history. He can know everything about us. But to understand the essence of the private agreement between us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he cannot understand. No one can understand except us. After we taste this. This is what the Aaron, what the Luchot represent. Interesting. In this Gemara, and also Gemara end of Ta'anit, משנכנס אדר מרבים בשמחה, זה ריטווה teach us something very interesting. Every time when somebody have שמחה, everyone bless him, mazel tov. We never see no one who don't say this. We don't see no one what disagree with this, but everybody need to disagree with this kind of bracha. Why? Because אין מזל לישראל. How we can say mazel tov? And mazal Israel. What we, our life is around the mazalot. So what is mean? Mazal tov. Is Ritva explained? Mazal is gzera. ותגזור עלינו גזרות טובות. מזל איז גזרה. איז גזרה טובות. גזרה טובה. איז תוסי מזל טוב, איז מין? זיס, will come with גזרה טובה. ואתה קדוש ברוך הוא will give us special goods. איז אמן, אמן הרשע, not understand. In the day when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, back to what we say, this is the time when the secret agreement take place, and again this, he cannot make what? Anything. For this reason, now we understand very well what is the essence of the Aaron Brit Hashem. Aaron Brit Hashem represent the Torah Shebe'al Peh. Yavohu akol ve'yasku ba'aron. If everyone have part in Torah Shebe'al Peh, this give us part in the agreement, in the secret agreement. And this is what save us. And this is what protect us. This is a unique agreement between us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We need to show we believe also about this agreement. Not only what we have, the Torah Shebichtav, we connect this to Torah Shebe'al Peh. And from this reason, so interesting, what Chazal teaches in Paragraph 20, ועשו לי מקדש, זה מדרש הגודל, הרי זו מצוות עשה לבנות בית להשם, להיות מקריבים בו קורבנות, וחוגגים אליו שלוש פעמים בשנה. טוב, to build this מקדש. ואלו הן הדברים שהם עיקר בעניין הבית. How we build, זה בית המקדש. עושים לו קודש, קודש קודשים, ויהיה לפני הקודש מקום אחר ונקרא אולם, ושלושתם נקראים מיכל. We have אולם, קודש, קודש קודשים, and all these three have one name מיכל. ועושים מחיצה אחרת, סביב להיכל, רחוקה ממנו, והיא נקראת עזרה, והכל נקרא מקדש. Now listen very carefully. ועושים בו שבעה כלים. How many כלים הם בבית המקדש? Only seven. As this question, I'm sure the answer what you get will not come the right answer. Why? Because look the list, what Chazal teaches. What is שבעה כלים? מזבח, כבש לעלות בו, to walk into the מזבח, כיור, כנו, לקדש ממנו, the place where the water come out, מזבח הקטורת, 5, מנורה, 6, שולחן, 7. And Chazal continue, אבל ארון, הראו ללוחות ואינו מכלי המקדש. Aaron is not one of the items. Aaron have other purpose. Aaron הראו ללוחות ואינו מכלי המקדש. What is the purpose? To show us clearly the agreements between הקדוש ברוך הוא to us. To us to הקדוש ברוך הוא. תורה שבכתב and Torah שבעל פה, what connect to Torah שבכתב. And this is the reason. After we build the boxes, three boxes, what you put inside, the לוחות, the Torah שבכתב, immediately, immediately, we need to put the לוחות inside before we have the top cover. The כפורת הזה קרובים. Why? Because Torah שבכתב never cannot stay not to connect to Torah שבעל פה. Torah שבעל פה never cannot stay by himself if it's not connected to Torah שבכתב. Because all the Aaron and the כפורת and קרובים represent Torah שבעל פה, represent the private agreement between us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Immediately when we have opportunity to put inside Torah שבכתב, we do this. This is a high respect to the Torah. Completely the opposite. Adirama, to show us immediately we never cannot have life when we not connect תורה שבכתב ותורה שבעל פה, תורה שבעל פה ותורה שבכתב. Now, we can move to the next step. After we understand, זה ארון, זה קרובים, represent תורה שבעל פה. We understand very well why זה קרובים have double face, baby face, and destruction face. Because baby face show face of growing. His face is clean, it's pure, and you recognize clearly, this baby going to growing. Every day, every week, every month. This is Torah Shebe'al Peh, what gives us in one hand opportunity all the time to growing, to feel fresh, to start from the beginning. But in other end, the Kruvim have face of distractions. Malachai Chabalah. Why? Because the Torah come and teach us in paragraph 22, when Kohen Gadol makes the Avodah in Yom Kippur, the Pasuk say, Tanu Rabbanan, Venatan et Haktoret al Ha'esh, Lifnei Hashem. Et Haktoret al Ha'esh, Lifnei Hashem. How we explain Lifnei Hashem? Lifnei Hashem can say, we can explain, you need to prepare everything outside before you walk in to Lifnei Hashem. Venatan et Haktoret al Ha'esh before you walk in to Lifnei Hashem. But we can explain, you go to make El Avodah inside. When you stay in Kodesh HaKodeshim, Mamash Lifnei Hashem, it's come Chazal and say, Shelo Yitaken Mibachutz V'Yikanes. Don't prepare everything outside and walk in. Why? Le'otzi Milibam Shel Tzdukim She'omrim Yitaken Mibachutz V'Yikanes. This is the reason why every Kohen Gadol, when you walk into Kodesh HaKodeshim, he puts string to his leg, because if you go to die, you can pull him outside. Why go to die? What's going to happen inside? Who go to kill him? As Chazal teaches in paragraph 21, Tanya, Shiva Ptachim, the Nefashot HaTzadikim Leikanes Ad Mekom Ha'alatam. After 100 to 20, when the Neshama go up, she need to pass 7 enters. Ve'al kol petach u'petach shomrim. Ha'petach ha'echad nichnas be'me'arat ha'machpelah she'u samuch le'gan Eden. Ve'adam ha'rishon shomer alav. Zachta. If the neshama deserve, Adam HaRishon announced, Umachiz ve'amar, Panu makom, shalom bo'ech. Welcome to Gan Eden. Yotza mipetach Rishon, el ha'petach ha'sheni. What is petach sheni? Le'sha'arei Gan Eden. And what she finds in this place? Hu mutza et ha'kruvim, ve'et la'at ha'cherev ha'mitapechet. Zachta, nichneset le'shalom. Ve'im la'av, sham tekabel on sham ve'tishafet. If she not deserve, in this place she go to get the punish. Belat akruvim. Gam chazal et sevot relevant for us. Ukenegdan ayu akruvim amigdash. Beshaa shaya nichnas kohen gadol biyom akipurim. Zacha haya nichnas beshalom. Lo zacha. If he do the wrong thing, mi ben bet akruvim lav yotze. Fire will come out from the face of the kruvim. Vesoref oto mi befnim. Vamet, v'ayu akruvim eilu keneged eilu. If he don't keep the rule of Torah Shebe'al Peh, what say to him, prepare everything inside. Don't do anything outside. All the avodah you need to do in Kodesh HaKodeshim, if you start to prepare outside, the fire come out from the face of the kruvim and destroy them. Because the kruvim represent Torah Shebe'al Peh. It's a mesoira. From this reason, the kruvim have double face. All face. What give us opportunity to growing and to feel fresh and young, etc., etc., or chas v'chalila, the opposite. This is what Chazal want to teach us. And from this reason, Chazal say, paragraph 23, b'yachmo ze posuk al ne'arot bavel, sham yashavnu, gam bachinu bezocheinu etzion. What does it mean, al ne'arot bavel? We sit on the river, על הנערות. Probably we sit in the jails or the places what they put us, not on the river. אז חזל explain שהיה נבוכדנצר יושב בספינה, הוא וכל גדולה וכל שריו, ועמהם כל מיני זמר, שנאמר כסדים באוניות רינתם. When he returned back to Babel after he destroyed Eretz Israel, all his advisors and his ministers, they sit on the boat with musics. וכל מלכי יהודה מוטלים בשלשלאות של ברזל, זה מנקה, והולכים ערומים על שפת הנהר. They don't dress anything. And in this way he sit in the boat with musics and he watch from the boat all the leaders of Am Israel, how they walk beside the river with handcuff, נשא נבוכדנצר הרשע את עיניו וראה אותם. He watched them. אמר לעבדה, מפני מה הללו הולכים בקומה זקופה? Look what he recognized, נבוכנצר. He recognized all מלכי יהודה. They don't dress anything. They have handcuff on the hand. And the walk beside the river. Terrible, terrible picture. And נבוכנצר say one minute. הולכים בקומה זקופה. They still feel proud. How can happen? מפני מעלל הולכים מקומה זקופה בלא מסוי. אין לכם מסע שתתנו על צברם? You cannot put anything on the shoulders of מלכי יהודה, but they can go down to cut the proud what they have. באותה שעה, what they do, what they need to do, to take few big stones to put on the shoulders, and they will go down, because they're very heavy and difficult to carry this. But what they do? באותה שעה הביאו ספרים ועשו אותם כחמת. They take a lot of books and they make them the books. But it's very easy to do this. You know, you take some flour and water, piece of paper, as a piece of paper. What people do in the preschool, and you put this outside in the sun to dry, and you have clay. לקחו ספרים ועשו מהם כחמת. וימלאו אותם חול, as if this was sand, מיד נתנו מסוי, והניחו על כתפם, עד שנכפפה קומתם. Immediately after, when they put this on the shoulders of the leaders of Israel, this moment they feel the broke completely. I don't understand, why they need to walk so hard? Why? Take few stones, put on the shoulders. As there is, they want to take them. What is Sfarim? Sfarim is a private agreement between us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebe'al Peh. They want to show them, they go to destroy it. Torah Shebe'al Peh. This part also, they go to, they not only take the Aron Brit Hashem, they also go to destroy it, everything. In this moment, they feel maybe this can happen. This is what broke them. And this is what Chazal want to teach us. יבואו הכל ויעסקו בארון, because the ארון and the לוחות represent תורה שבעל פה. The ארון and the קרובים represent תורה שבעל פה. The לוחות represent תורה שבכתב. And this needs to stay together, to walk together. And this, נבוכנצר, come, ירמיהו הנביא and say about him. פסוק מבית, in power of 24, כי כה אמר השם, אשר הבאתי את העם הזה, את כל הרעה הגדולה הזאת, כן אנוכי מביא עליהם את כל הטובה אשר אנוכי דובר עליהם, ונקנה השדה בארץ הזאת, אשר אתם אומרים שממה היא, מעין אדם ובהמה, וניתנה ביד הכסדים. Yes, ביד הכסדים, זה ייתה כל ארץ ישראל. Is look, our agreement is over, I kick you completely, חס וחלילה, שדות בכסף יקנו, וכתום בספר וחתום, והעדדים, בארץ בנימין, סביבי ירושלים, בערי יהודה, בערי ההר, בערי השפלה, בערי הנגב, כי ישיב את שבותם נאום השם. You will see how go, how everything go to change. And our generation sees this. And we recognize this. Clearly, how everything change. Moreover, look what happened in the last few days in Egypt. People very impressed, very surprised, some people very shocked. In a few days, we really don't know what's going to happen in all Egypt. But everything is black and white. In Divrei Hanavi. When you open, it's not in front of you, but open Yeshayahu Perek Yutet. Yeshayahu Perek Yutet, Pasuk Bet, Gimel, Daled, and read, it's not in front of you, you can watch later. And see, Vesichsachti, Mitzrayim veMitzrayim. I make Sichsuch, I make fight, Mitzrayim veMitzrayim. Venilchemu Ish Be'achiv, Ve'ish Be'reu, עיר בעיר, ממלכה וממלכה. שאול הנביא come and tells us, wait, a little patient, and you see what going to happen to this big מצרים. ונלחמו איש באחיו, איש ברעהו, עיר בעיר, ממלכה וממלכה. הקדוש ברוך הוא shows this to us. One of the great chassodim, what the הקדוש ברוך הוא do with us, when he makes a peace with the Egyptians, over 20 years ago or more, is this is called peace. Thank God what is called peace. Thank God. If this peace will come, warm peace, Yirachem Hashem, how many intermarriage can take place? How many wrong effect from Mitzrayim we can get? Thank God what is called peace? Peace is mean. Thank God people don't die. But we have war and peace. Yirachem Hashem is Mitzrayim. Lo teshuvu lirota odad olam. But you're not allowed to return to Egypt. Now come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show us. Clearly. Clearly. We don't need atom bombs. We need only few people to start the rally in Tunis, in Algeria, in Mitzrayim, soon in Yarden, in Syria, Hezbollah take place, Lebanon. All the world will come big mess. It's not something what we need to have nevuah to say this. We see this black and white. And this can make us scare and worry. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we start to run. And we say, Ana Navo ve'ana Nelech. What we going to do? What we need to do? What is right for us to do? Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to us, Banai, Ma atem mityarim? Why you worry? Kol ma shani yoseh, en ani yoseh, ela bishvilchem. I show this to you. We stay in big movie now. Free. Big movie. What we need only to know, what we need only to learn from this, about this private agreement, special secret agreement between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teira Shebe'al Peh. This Brit Torah Shebe'al Peh. Chazal come and tells us about this, a famous Midrash Tanchuma in Parashat Noach, Paragraph 14. לפי שלא קראת הקדוש ברוך הוא ברית עם ישראל, אלא על תורה שבעל פה, שנאמר, על פי הדברים האלה, קראתי ברית, what is mean? על פי, לא כתב הקדוש ברוך הוא בתורה למען הדברים האלה, ולא בעבור הדברים האלה, ולא בגלל הדברים האלה, אלא על פי הדברים האלה. זוהי תורה שבעל פה, שהיא קשה ללמוד, יש בצער גדול שמשולה לחושך, שנאמר העם ההולכים בחושך ראו אור גדול. It's not so easy. And חזל קם את say, this Torah שבעל פה. If we learn and we put effort, זה last line, לפי שאין לומד אותה אלא מי שאוהב הקדוש ברוך הוא, בכל לבו, בכל נפשו, ובכל מאודו. When we show this, this protect us. This keep our face, baby face. This show us how we still can growing and feel fresh and young with a lot of ambition and energy and siyata dishmaya. Is when we start to read all the parashot, talk about klei ha-mishkan, bigdei keuna, second part of Sefer Shmot, how Chazal teach us what we mentioned before, how more we learn about this and we find something new, this gives us special light from all klei ha-mishkan, klei bigdei keuna. And this light will show us not to worry from anything what's going around Adarabah. This brings us to see and to feel more clearly what is mean. Yakiru ve'idu kol yoshvei tevel ki lecha ticha kol berech lecha tishava kol lashon. And b'siyata dishmaya, if you take this in this way, the light of the Torah, Torah shebichtav and Torah shebe'al peh, will bring us b'zo ha'shana to the big light of the Geula Shlema, to Or Chadash, Al Tzion Tahir, and Nizkeh Kulanu, Bimera, Leoro.